sudah tahu.
Fire conversations. You are here rocking with me. You know, I was just dragging here for another fire conversation. And this one, I'm gonna do it a little different because normally y'all guys come in the middle of a conversation, and sometimes people like don't get a chance to say their points and views because they already said them earlier, and then I done started like podcasting all late, and then they be like, oh, I forgot what I said earlier. So this time I'm gonna ask the question first to like start the conversation, so y'all hear from the very beginning of the conversation. So here it goes. If you bring back one food that they don't make anymore, like either it's a limited time only thing that you had once upon a time, or maybe a snack company that's went out of business or something like that, what would it be? This question is inspired by the chicken sandwich that is now sold out at Popeyes. I didn't get a chance to taste it, so I'm not going to be fiending for it. But I'm like, people was really acting like the sandwich was legitly crack. You know what I mean? Well, like,
I was eating Zaxby's chicken sandwiches like nothing.
Right. Wrong. Zaxby's is good to me. So I'm like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it ain't no long line, so I'm going to go here. Right.
Yeah,
but
no Popeyes close by.
Right. Maybe if it was one up the street, I would have like tried it. But yeah, no.
Even when I lived up the street from a Popeyes, I went like twice within like a year.
Right.
It wasn't something that I frequented. But if it was something that I could bring back, a food, a snack.
But yeah, like a throwback snack that maybe they don't make anymore. You ain't seen it. Maybe they make it, but you just ain't seen it nowhere lately. Because, you know, sometimes it still be sold. Like them super donuts that we used to have at school back in the backpack days. Oh, and they'd be warm. And then you go in the, and it'd still be in a little pack and you open. It's like a little cinnamon bun. You know what I'm talking about? They had a super donut and a cinnamon bun one. And yo, I thought they didn't make them anymore, but they do still make them, but you have to buy them by the case. So, yeah. So, but they do still make them. So, yeah.
I think it's the spicy and sweet, like jalapeno chips.
Oh, like the cut up jalapenos, like the pickled jalapenos. Yeah. It's getting, oh.
I think that's it.
Man, if anybody can find, who, what was the company? Because it was the pickle company with the green leg.
Kosher.
Yeah, I think the name of the brand is Kosher or something like that. And they had a green lid on them or whatever. Yo, they used to make a
spicy and sweet.
Yeah, like
jalapeno
a pickled jalapeno slice, kind of.
And it was a spicy.
It was in a jar, and it was spicy,
yeah,
sweet,
bring
and
that
so
back.
Good.
And savory and spicy.
Man, I haven't seen those anywhere, yo.
You if could throw it in rice, you could put it on sandwiches.
We had it on toast. We had it on fish sandwiches. We had it on, man, them
salads.
Good.
You can eat it out the jar.
I miss them. I really do miss them.
That's one thing I bring back.
They need to bring those back.
Since I'm on pickling and we're reaching out to pickling companies, go ahead and put a whole bread and butter pickle in a jar, not just a slice. Give us a whole bread and butter pickle.
He want the whole pickle. Yeah. He want the whole pickle, y'all.
Another thing that I ain't seen in a while, I don't know if they got it or maybe I just don't look for it because I'm not a child anymore. The orange sherbet. I think they were like Flintstones push pops.
Oh, yeah. I think they still make those. I just think you ain't looking for them. I think they still make push pops. But you know what, though? Nah, and this is no shade to like, you know, children and the allergies and stuff that people are going through. But everything don't taste the same because they done took all the bad stuff out.
Or things that have been outlawed and had to be changed.
Right. Be changed. So, like, nothing tastes the same. Like, I remember Trix. Those used to be the best, like, cereal. When you put them in your bowl, like, high fructose corn syrup would float off of it. and make your make your milk like colorful.
So your show really should have been like Bob's Burgers episode where his son wanted to go and get the old recipe back, one of his favorite snacks. You want the old recipe back?
I mean, no, I don't want the old recipe back.
You want that old thing back?
No, I don't. Well, you know what? Because we used to survive off that. It didn't kill me, so I ain't tripping. But I'm pretty sure it was unhealthy.
Go blind. Like that kid eating French fries, potato chips, God. And what else was he eating? White potatoes.
He was eating and cereal or something?
Yeah.
Cereal?
Motherfucker went blind. That's the only thing he ate for like
years. Yeah, nah. I'm not saying that I want to go back to it, but, you know, a box of cereal in a house full of kids was like a big deal. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody eating. We
Cinnamon
all...
Toast Crunch with chocolate milk.
They still make that. Yeah. They still make both of those. We did chocolate almond milk.
Maybe I'm not aware of a bunch of stuff. You like Twinkies. I know you like Twinkies. You have an affinity.
I have Twinkies. Well, no, like, I don't like eat Twinkies a lot, but I remember during the time they was gone, I was low-key like, oh, I want a Twinkie. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, tripping, though. But I was like, oh.
Juicy Strike gum. I think they still make it, though.
I think they do still make Juicy. You just ain't... Do you shop? Do you go to stores?
Big League Chew? They still make Big League Chew?
They probably... I really think they still make Big League Chew. And they probably sell it at Dollar Tree. And I'm not lying to you. $4, I'm sure.
Whoa.
I can almost guarantee that. So you just need to get out.
Fresca.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it was like a lemon lime soda. It was kind of a lemon
lime. They might still make that, but I don't know.
They had brought it back after a long time, and then it disappeared again.
Right. No, yeah, I don't know. I really can't think of nothing else that I miss that was good. I miss when certain things were good to me. Like, I used to love the little bitty chocolate donuts from the store. I used to think they were so good. And now if I eat one, I'm like, ugh. Like, I miss when things tasted good.
Yeah.
Because now they taste like crap. Like, I'd be like, ugh, get this out of here.
I'm really trying to think. Is it like the Men in Black scenario that we've been like memory?
Somebody made us forget to taste.
Glamored. And yeah.
They made us forget to taste.
We haven't thought about that snack that's been gone for so long because we could really just remake that shit and make money probably in this market as things resurge in trends.
We gotta make a little chocolate donut.
But we're forgetting, you know, have we forgotten about snacks and foods? What are some of the snacks and foods that y'all used to eat that maybe ain't on the market no more that y'all want to bring back? This is a good fire conversation.
Right, because, I mean, it's, like, legit. Like we deserve this. I was about to get really into it. We deserve the snacks we want. No, but I honestly, most of the time when I have a, like, flashback and be like, ooh, I haven't had this in a while, and I go grab it.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Yes, but I never enjoy Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Never. I only enjoy Rice Krispie Treat.
More marshmallows in Lucky Charms now. Actually, like, they just got a few new marshmallows in there too. So it's like even more marshmallows.
So it's like marshmallows and milk.
Even more of it.
That sounds worse.
I was about to call them mushrooms. That would have been even worse. Mushrooms and milk.
That would have been terrible.
Yum yum. Eat them up.
No, I don't think I could. I didn't like Lucky Charms. I was never a Lucky Charm girl.
I didn't buy it because the other things in the box outside of the marshmallows.
Right. And you got whatever. What was that? It was just like grain.
Fucking trash.
It was like dry grain.
Something a horse would like.
Right. It's like, here, eat this. Okay. Just throw a marshmallow on top of it. They'll eat it.
Like, even a horse would be like, oh, okay. This is it.
That's terrible.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, now all that talk about old school snacks got me hungry. Like, for real, I'm thinking I want to go get something to eat or eat something. So we're gonna hop off here and, you know, let you guys marinate on that. If you want to let me know what snacks you like to bring back to the future, bring back to now, Send me a message on here. If you're listening on the Anchor app, it's as easy as clicking the message button. But if you're listening on, I don't know, let's say Apple iTunes or anything like that, it will be in the description box of this podcast. So make sure y'all send me in those snacks. Love hearing from you guys. Make sure y'all check out my other podcasts, my art, everything I got going on over at Inaj.com. And yeah, keep your vibes high and your spirit unbothered.
Hey, they still sell Choco Tacos?